Again, the card daf mesechta bav basa daf on the test. We begin on the basic and test master begins with the gemara that less bav mishum lish nabisha. That if something that was said over in front of three people, there's no problem about lashon hara. Why? Because the kala isla, because the word gets out. The sefer sheyeda, and at the end, he's going to end up hearing about it. So therefore, it's not like as if you're doing anything. By spreading anything over here, it would have gotten out anyway. Now, Avgav the Milva Peh. Now, what tells about the question? He says, even though on oral loan, Afil Bekama Eden, even when there's many witnesses to that loan, in the Gevim Lakuchas, you cannot collect because it's not written in the Shtar. So you cannot collect from buyers. Bitaima, and the reason is Mishum Blessikala, because the word doesn't get out. Tikadama Lakama Lakama says later on, Daf Membezim at Aleph. And therefore, Lakuchas don't know how to be careful from it, so therefore, we have to protect their interests. It says, bother, what do you mean? Agumar is saying that with three people, the word will get out. So it says, no, the hasma but they have a time, and the reason is, Mishum demand the Yosef, when someone borrows, but in the Yosef, generally, as the Gemara says later in Daf Membez, people borrow discreetly, so even though when there's many people, it's still discreet. But moreover, the hasma over there, in Yodin Mikach, they don't know who buying from the guy, Shigidulay, that they should tell plainly that this guy owes money. So not necessarily will the buyers, the consumers, know about this. Man the Yoda, Machab, but if someone knows about a protest, on someone's property, Yemel Magzik, he'll tell the Magzik because he knows who we're talking about. So therefore, that's fundamentally different. Next test, Master begins the Gemara. Less b'mishum lishn bisha. That if something was said in front of three people, there's no lashon hara. Pirish. In other words, la'isay she'aymel lefnei gimel. There's no lashon hara for that guy, not for the following people. That guy who said in front of three people, he's not committing lashon hara. Why? Why is that not lashon hara? It should be times three. Now, but Perak Yesh Echin, because the Gemara says Echinav says one base Ma'isi Allah. The Gemara brings in this the teaching Hadam Rabbi Yisi. Ma'olam le'ma'arti davar. He said, I never said anything bechazayt la'chari, and I looked back over my shoulder. Pirish la'hoi chayishish. It wasn't concerned to Mishmo Ba'ilam because it's not their explicit lashon hara. It depends on the tone and how it's being delivered. And he said in a way that didn't sound bad. That's when we say that it's not considered as lashon hara when you're saying in front of three people. Next, this master begins with the Gemara, Mandam of Nebez, that the one who says it in front of two people, he holds Machoshla before him, Lev Macha. So it has to be in front of him. So you don't need word to get out because he heard it. So you only need two people to be the witnesses. Which takes his tame, it's a wonder because Lahai Lishna, according to this version, the Rava Kamar Lekaman, Rava says later on, Machab of Nebez, that a protest in front of two people. So he would then hold Machoshla b'fon l'av macha. Well, El Pasuk, but previously, on the Manavi rule, Rava Paskin Machoshla b'fon l'av macha. So obviously, he wouldn't be able to hold it's the same thing. Next, this matter begins the Gemara, Sadusa be'inan. That, the one who holds it has to be done for the two people, holds it, it's because you just need a testimony that it was Meicha. And be'ilav mishum Sadusa, because if not for the idea of just being testimony, you have a saga b'chab. This mandam test explains it would hold, b'chab would be enough with one person. Because the chab is like, yeah, you tell to one person and he passes on and so forth. Now, although vav bish lashon hara ein nishma, I thought for lashon hara that it's only going to get out with more people. It's only considered public with three. And that's why there's no further lashon hara. That's because you try to, keep the gossip away from the public. So it's only going to get out when you have more than just one. In contrast to mecha, well, no, he wants the word to get out. And the man of mefnei gimel, but according to the one that says that no, even here it needs to be three, holds it is the same thing. No, you need that the word to get out, and just like lashon hara to be considered as getting out, which require being said in front of three people. It says, Master, to begin with the Gemara, once he protested in the first year, Shuvain Tzarech Limchaz, he does not have to protest anymore. Now, Parsh HaKonch, as the Rashbam explains, meaning, Atzad Kimel Shana, up until the end of 3 years, meaning for a period of 3 years, once you did it once, you don't have to do it again. But then, since he's going to say, what do you mean, it's a mission, what do you mean, his teaching, the Tani, we learned on Daflam Chesem and Aleph, Ad Kadesh Yachzig Shana, that the reason for 3 years is because he's being mounted for a year. But the year they're going to let the owner know Shana, and the other Shana is going to come the third year and protest. So how many you see the ain't sarach limchas rak pamachas teth kamashon, that you only have to protest once during the 3 years, and that's the 3 years that he's going to come and protest once. So what do you need this teaching? It's a Mishnah. So the Bishlamer could say, no, if we only had the Mishnah, I would have said, then that you only need one protest, as the story goes, within the Mishnah at the end of the 3 years. But if he protests in the beginning of 3 years, then suddenly he's not protesting for the rest of 3 years. Wait a second. So you would have thought to say, obviously he's admitting that it's the machzik. And therefore you have to say that, no, even if he did in the beginning, you don't have to do it again for the rest of 3 years. Don't explain the insoch limchis ad oilam, that, oh, he's saying that you don't have to protest ever again, because if that's the case, pligi da'ad shlakish, then he's disagreeing with the shlakish that the Gemara is going to quote later on. Like as if he's coming to disagree. So obviously it's just not necessarily, it could be that's only for 3 years and not that he's saying forever.
And he has to protest at the end of every three years. So he says, "Ein lafarish." Don't explain the time and the reason is that he shouldn't say that. Oh, that I, because I boarded after you protested. To the Pirush HaKodesh, like Rav Ram explains, no, since he by default is agreeing to mikara that originally koydim macha that before the protest, lebetes mechir nachazba, it was not with the sale that he got here. So ein amelach can kanisi. Then he's not believed anymore afterwards to say that I bought it, as we say regarding gizela. Why morbid? Because then kind of that would be the case, and Shabbat Karli Gazlan, then actually, then he is called a Gazlan. So what are you saying? What, Gazlan? Elika Gazlan? No, he is a Gazlan. El Tamar Adikid the Pesach Quinches, rather, is the way the Rashbam explains, Bisham the Tlashnim is Dar Inish Pishtar. It's because a person is capable to document 3 years Achar Macha after the protest. But Sulay, not anymore. If it's already been 3 years since the Macha, he's not going to hold on to it anymore. Light time, according to this reasoning, Hodam Lodistigma says, on the Vlamanab Manab Abalach Lishas Shesnin. But if you already consumed the 6 years in Chubag Del Mizu, that there's no greater protest than this, that the guy sold it to someone else. So pliga hachta hacha. Obviously, this is going to come over here, the comment that says you have to protest every period of 3 years, because there, the Gemara doesn't differentiate and says that no, once he protested, that's it. That there's no, you have to hold on to your documentation forever. So it would seem that he ilchasa. The halacha is like that Gemara with the some of the Gemara kamar law. It's anonymous Gemara saying that idea. Therefore, it sounds like that's halacha. But like Gemara Shapasuk Rabbeinu Chanan, not Rabbeinu Chanan rules. Halacha Gemara Kapara. The halacha is like Bar Kapara over here that you would have to protest every 3 years. So that's to begin with the words of the Gemara. Mechubef neshnayim, a protest in front of two. Rabbeinu Tzachlam Mekisav. You don't have to say that they have to write it. They just write it without him telling them. Now, so says to him, say, wait a second. Mama, like, Siva, what does the writing even help? It's not considered a document unless it's written with the intention, but the woman that it's a liability for, like, for example, a document of a sale, as a tin top of Mema Meralch. Midas Meicher has to be with the intention of the seller. B'shtam Atana, a document of a gift, Midas Nason has to be with the intention of the giver. B'shtam Milva and the loan document has to be Midas Lever, intention of the borrower. The Aedis Nami, of course it can't be a star, because you tell me he didn't say it right, as Agamar is saying. And the Aedis Nami, but it's also not considered as testimony, quote unquote, because the people in the big Savam, the Gemara tells us that it says, Al Pishlam Aedim Yokum Dava, which means that based on what they're saying and not from their writing. Rashi in Chumash explains, Shliach the Vaidusin Begeles, that they should not write their testimony in the Yibishach Lebesin and send it to the court. Obviously teaches us that that it doesn't help for their testimony to write it down and send it to court, because they have to say it. So again, it's not a shtar, it's not an aid. So what's the effectiveness of this? We can say, yes, you're right, but the it's rabbinic institution, that it should be considered as testimony, even though you write it can't be mipik sabim, so that you could nullify this chazaka, which is the point of the macha, but it is called with any, so to speak, testimony. Because even something very small, one can nullify the chazaka because the afil in the Yisbar alone. Because even if it becomes verified to Shleisham HaMachzik Mecha, even though the Machzik didn't even hear about the Mecha, Mahani Levata Chazaka, it helps to nullify the chazaka. The Gamba Maida thing is for the effectiveness of a Maida, the same idea, the similar theme of Bittel. Takan Zachami is also a rabbinic institution, Lahatzel Hanenis, to save the guy who is being coerced. And the Kimishtar is Nami. And regarding the other thing that the Gemara talks about over here, regarding validating documents, is also Mishum the Maisa Bezin, who is because it's an act of court. But any act of court could be written without the willingness of the guilty party. That's one pshat. Vaidamari, the Ri says another pshat. Shoshamad Rainatam that he heard from Rainatam. Shenoigim Lishaleacha Edim, that the custom is that the witnesses send a deus in their testimony, Begeris Lebezdin, as a letter to court. But there's, yes, v'chashrib edus, it is considered as a testimony. I have audition Sefri, but like we said in the question, the Sefri darshans, it says, Mipihem, apishnei edim yo'akum dub from Mipi. Olympics, I'm not in the writings. It says, Rabbeinu Tam, achidish lo'asa el mu'uti davki ilm, that only comes to exclude specifically from that's mute, she'ena b'hagodah, who cannot say over. Of a role hagodah, but if it's fit to say over, in hagodah, my kevas, but like the halacha bilo, that it's not ma'akab when it's possible, it actually is not critical. I, but the main peg basic Swiss says, Suda Khofa Manav Kaisa, what made the celestial person read a testimony on the document? Who made a lacha commission make a testify regarding it after many years? But Bush is Zaychma Atzmai, that's only if he recalls on his own. Although in Zaychma Atzmai, but if he doesn't recall on his own, so why is that according to Rabbeinu Tam? Why can't he have me pick seven? That's when he's not producing it in court. But if he actually brought it into court, yeah, it would work from his ksav. Voy, moreover, Shema Eid Echel Biksav, maybe. One witness in writing in Chashav Edus. It's not considered as Edus because Ein Shtar El Bebeitz. Sometimes I consider a document only with two, and you don't have that over here with one witness. And Lachilam Hani, but Hidiksubis, that's why it doesn't help Hidiksubis. Even if he produces his handwriting, Elim Ken Zeicha Beriyas Edus, only if he recalls with the seeing if he actually recalls this on his own what he saw in his testimony. It says to you, you have to look into this. Bahid Eid Echad Beksav regarding this one witness is in writing. We get Pashid in the Gemara later on, Daf Kav Samachayim and Alf, which tells you where the Maskel Amar explains this point. Then it says, tell me, going to say, wait a second. My Kamash Malon, what is the chiddush of this halacha? That you don't have to say write it. Shit, obviously. Kivin yischusu, since it's his right. Meaning to say, if you're telling me that why do they have to ask his permission to if it's edus b'ksav? It's just their own testimony. Why do they need his permission? So says Taisis now. But mecha iklameima regarding protest, you could say did not convey the reason why we said that v'ein tzarich l'miksav, we don't have to say to write it, agav achrina, because of the other cases, b'la'as l'shmin b'mecha, we're not coming to tell you anything regarding protest, alish b'fnei beis, to tell you the chiddush that, you know, could be in front of two, as we discussed, if it needs two or three. Abba v'adol koshel ma'etzel, but regarding the notification, for what purpose did we have to say this halacha? V'eshem says, because the aslash min is coming to tell us like this, the afbish l'tziv l'hem l'chtem, even though he did not command them to write, v'im kazvu shetziva. And they wrote that it did come in. Kashera, it's valid, but it makes it kashika, and it doesn't look like it's like falsehood. The mistama that we could presume, lefikach macha, that's why he protested. I must have my dubbif name, or that he gave over notification. Remember them, kadesh did, that they should write it. So it's implied, and they could say that he told them, even though he didn't directly tell them. And that's the chiddush of this halacha.